Lesson 5A. Exercises 6 and 7. 1.
Hello, how can I help?
I'm trying to buy an MP3 player for my daughter. I've added it to my shopping basket. I've got a discount code here, but I'm not sure what to do with it.
Is the MP3 player in the basket?
Yes, it is.
OK. Click on checkout, then enter your payment details.
I've already done that.
Good. Click on continue. On the next page, you'll see a summary of your transaction. Can you see that?
Yes. There's a complete your purchase button.
Don't click on that button just yet. Enter the discount code first.
OK. RX4569PLQ. Click on apply code.
Yes.
Oh dear, it says it's out of date. Oh, what a nuisance. Can I have a discount anyway?
No, I'm afraid not.
OK, never mind. I'll click on complete your purchase. Done.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. Thanks for your help.
2.
Good morning, Oxford Savings Bank. How can I help?
Oh, hello. I keep getting emails from you asking me to change my password.
I'll put you through to the department that deals with internet security.
OK, thanks.
Hello, technical support. Can I help?
I keep getting emails from you asking me to change my password, but my password works fine. I was wondering what I should do with them.
You need to be very careful with emails like that. It's probably someone phishing.
Phishing? On a website?
It's when someone makes an email look like it's from a real organisation, like a bank. But in fact, they're just trying to get personal information from you, like passwords.
So it isn't from you?
No. But can you forward it to us, please? And then you should delete the email from your inbox. And whatever you do, don't follow any links contained in the email.
Who do I forward it to?
security@osb.com.
OK, thanks. I'll do that now.
3.
Good morning. Can I take your name, please?
James Ford.
Is it all right if I call you James?
Yes, sure.
What can I do for you today, James?
My friend has sent me an email, but I can't see it in my inbox. I've clicked on send and receive, but I keep getting an error message. It tells me to enter my username and password. I keep doing that, and it says I've got it wrong. But I know I haven't.
OK. Have you tried sending an email too?
Yes, with the same result.
You probably just need to reset your password. Can I just take you through a few security questions?
Sure.
What are the first and second letters of your mother's maiden name?
B and R.
And your house number and postcode?
51 and ZX3. HJ51.
Thank you. And your date of birth?
20th of July 1996.
OK. I've sent you an email with a code to your other email address. Log on to your email account. Once you've got it, you can reset your password using the code provided.
OK. Thanks. I'll give it a go. It's odd because my other email account seems to be working perfectly well.